And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, it is 4:34 p.m. That's hard to believe. Boomer, this show has flown by, brother. Gave away a whole bunch of T-shirts and hit 85,000 on the downloads of the podcast. Had a grand council and ran through two dippers. Two.
Dose
dippers. Mm-hmm. Dose of the dippers, my brother. Let me tell you, though, it's 4:34, meaning that a bunch of y'all are in go-home mode, and you may be thinking, what am I doing on the way home for dinner? Or here's an idea. What are you doing in the morning on the way in? Some of you folks are the biscuit drive-through people, and you know who you are. You're the biscuit drive-through guy. You get the coffee. You get the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. And you roll. And you come into work and you get the crumbs on your shirt to prove it. I'm just saying, we know who you are, but you know what? I'm one of those. Anyway, okay. but anyway, here's an idea. Maybe tomorrow morning you just give yourself an extra few minutes and decide you're going to go to Just Love Coffee Cafe. You could do a couple things there. First of all, they have amazing breakfast food. They have amazing award-winning coffees. Dry roast, they can grind the beans fresh, make you a steaming cup of hot black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, or you can have what my wife, Charlene, calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. But then they've got the waffles, they've got the biscuits, they've got the womlet, the huge omelet that's got everything in the world in it, including tater tots, and they cook it in a waffle iron. I'm just saying, the breakfast food there is amazing. But here's one more thing you could add to the fray on the way in the morning. Become the hero at your office. Stop and get the barista box. Award-winning coffee, a lot of it, in a big old box you can take to the office, and all of a sudden, ain't nobody using a nasty Keurig down the hall in the break room. They're all like, he brought coffee from Just Love Coffee, and you're the guy. You're the hero. Think about it. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, out by City Hall, South Parkway in Huntsville, down by Whole Foods. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Okay, I'm just gonna jump right into the last dipper, brother. I'm gonna do it. I should have given you, by the way, there's a song by the Black Keys that I really like called Shine a Little Light.
Actually, hold on, give me a second.
Is that one of our bumps?
I think it is. Let me check.
He's checking because that's the number. That's the third dipper here. Shine a Little Light. Is it? Do you have that one? Hit it. That is it. That's right.
That's it.
That's one of our bumps. Shine a Little Light. It's a good song, by the way. All right, listen. Shine a Little Light. What I did was I found the story on 1819 News that I'll get to in a minute, shining a little light on the number of Republicans who took money from the AEA, the teachers union, this year. But then I found another one where Tulsi Gabbard calls out her own party and exposes their wokeness. Or how about the one about Raphael Warnock over in Georgia who's evicting people? I'll tell you what, I'll do that story first. Shine a little light on things. It's amazing what you'll see. All right, so here's a story, redstate.com, dated yesterday. Raphael Warnock, you know him, kind of a cartoonish kind of guy. He's the one who is currently sitting in the U.S. Senate seat in Georgia that is up for grabs this time. He won a special election, and he's running against Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker being the Republican. Raphael Warnock is currently the U.S. Senator, and it's a tight race. Well, story from redstate.com, bombshell report drops on Raphael Warnock. Herschel Walker has an amazing response, and it is. Talk about trolling. So Senator Raphael Warnock's in a tight race with Herschel Walker to hold on to his seat in Georgia. Democrats make much of the fact that Warnock is a pastor, and he's come out in the past condemning evicting people during the pandemic. Unemployment benefits have expired. Rent is due today. Many Georgia families at risk of eviction in the middle of a pandemic, he said in a tweet in August of 2020. Sounds very sympathetic. Okay. Well, Warnock is the senior pastor. And by the way, this story is written 2 days ago, but it sounds like he's still on the payroll of the church, which I find interesting, and I want to know if that's true. But anyway, it says Warnock is the senior pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. The church not only gives him a salary, it also gives him $7,417 a month in a housing allowance. Good Lord. I mean, where does he live? Anyway, but then it says, in spite of all that, look at what the church is doing to low-income tenants to whom they are renting, because the church is actually the 99% owner of Columbia Tower at the MLK Village in downtown Atlanta. It's a low-rent housing development tower, and they've filed a dozen eviction lawsuits against Columbia Tower residents while he's still the senior pastor of the church. One of the people they're trying to evict only owes $28. They're trying to evict him anyway. The building, by the way, also received $1.5 million in federal and state low-income housing credits, a $2 million grant in 2007 from the Atlanta Development Authority to rehab 39 of its units. That's in addition to a $6.6 million home flex rental assistance in 2015. And then on top of that, they don't pay property taxes because they're owned by a church. So they got about $4,900 total in monies owed to them, and they're a church, and they're evicting people. Raphael Warnock's a senior pastor. Herschel Walker, he says, "Don't worry, I'll be glad to pay all their bills." Awesome. 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 Talk about trolling. That is just amazing. Anyway, shine a little light on that subject. Is the mainstream media going to talk about it? Probably not. They're too busy talking about the fact that Herschel Walker has an unnamed, anonymous person saying that he encouraged her to get an abortion back in the day. We have no idea who it is. Next one, Tulsi Gabbard. You heard me talk about it earlier. So Tulsi Gabbard, I've said before, she's a scary Democrat because she could draw some Republicans, in my opinion, some like anti-Trumpers and that kind of stuff, away from the party to vote Democrat if she was in the right place at the right time. Tulsi Gabbard is leaving the Democrat Party after being a presidential candidate, y'all, after being a Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii. Tulsi Gabbard is also, by the way, an officer in the Hawaii National Guard. Little-known fact, she got her commission through OCS right here in Anniston, Alabama, at Fort McClellan at the National Guard training site. Anyway, former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard said her love of freedom is behind her decision to leave the Democrat Party, saying she could no longer be a member of a party that seeks to destroy and silence its opponents. This is her quote. You ready? Quote, "So when you look at this party, the today's Democrat Party, it's controlled by fanatical ideologues who hate freedom. They despise the Constitution. They actively find ways to undermine our God-given rights enshrined in the Constitution, like freedom of speech. If you say something and I say something they don't like." Well, this is not the first time she's bucked around. She shined a little light on stuff. Like, for instance, when Hillary Clinton tried to say that she was nothing but a tool of the Russian government, she sued Hillary Clinton. Yes, she did. And she's calling them out now and saying that the Democrat Party is controlled by an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness. That's about as stiff as you can get for a rebuke of her party. Now, what she's going to do, I don't know. I agree with Dale Jackson. I think she's probably going to have a spot on Fox News, but we'll see. Next, shine a little light. Story in 1819 News that spawned this entire segment. Dated today, my friend Erica Thomas, who writes for 1819, dropped an article that has probably got some attention. I hope y'all will go check it out, 1819news.com. It's still the top story on 1819. The AEA, that's the teachers union, the AEA drops $1.5 million on state politics this election cycle. Republicans were the beneficiaries over the Democrats by a 2-to-1 margin. 2-to-1 Republicans. Now, granted, there's more Republicans in the legislature than there are Democrats now. But the AEA donated $1 million+ to Republicans and only $519,000 to Democrats in this election cycle. I mean, they name names. They got all the names on here. So if you're curious whether or not, I mean, I'm looking right now, State House District 20 candidate James Lomax got $25,000. State Senator Tim Melson from Florence got $25,000 from the AEA. State Representative Debbie Wood from Valley got $25,000. What else we got on here? Donnie Chastain from Geneva got $35,000. State Representative Mike Jones from Andalusia, $35,000. These are all Republicans. I'm trying to find some more here in the listening area. Oh, the guy who took my seat. The guy who took my seat, Boomer. State Senate Senator Andrew Jones from right here in District 10, who followed me in the state Senate, took $20,000 from the teachers union.
Really?
Kid you not. Jamie Keel from Russellville, $20,000. Richie Horton from Owens Crossroads, $20,000. Where else? What we got? Tuscaloosa, Cynthia Lee Almond for the State House, $20,000. Now, listen, there is still to this day a standing resolution of the Alabama Republican Party that reads, and I quote, "The Alabama Republican Party shall not accept money, in-kind contributions, or anything of value, directly or indirectly, from the NEA or any of the NEA's state affiliates," which, by the way, means the AEA. "Office holders and candidates are strongly admonished to follow the same rule because the NEA, it says, is the veritable adjunct of the Democrat Party. Failure to heed this admonition shall be regarded negatively by the committee." That's the State Republican Party Executive Committee's standing resolution, and yet we've got literally 21 Republicans who took $1 million for their campaign funds. I'm looking, Boomer's giving me the look. It's right there, bro.
Can I ask a question?
You may ask any question you want.
All right, so
you run this place.
Yeah.
The question is when they're accepting money, do they have like a treasurer that does that type of stuff for them, or do they accept, like, does it go through them? Does that make sense?
Totally. The reason why you're able to see this article put together like this, mm-hmm, is because there's a requirement that nobody can give money without saying where they gave it. Nobody can receive money without saying where they got it. So there's the Fair Campaign Practices Act requires them to file these reports that show where the money is, and then, by the way, what they spend it on. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we know these numbers is because they had no choice but to report it. The AEA had to report they spent it, and they were probably proud to report it.
Do the candidates know? I mean, like, would the candidate know? I mean, do they, like the treasurer person,
Yeah.
Okay, that was my question. Do they know that they got it from that person, or is it like under, like someone else is handling it for them?
I can see, and by the way, here's what I did. I told my campaign staff, we will accept no money from the AEA. If a check comes in the mail, we send it back. And that was a standing rule in my campaign. Even if I wasn't the one opening the envelopes, mm-hmm, it was a standing rule and everybody knew it.
Got it.
But then at the same time, the candidate has to sign off on their campaign finance reports.
That's where I was getting at.
It's on there. You're the ones on the names on the line. So you can just, any candidate who is not reviewing those records before they get filed and letting somebody else handle it for them is running a huge risk.
Mm.
Just saying. All right, Boomer, take us to the last break of the day, brother. We will do that right now and come right back. I got a few more. And, man, the text line blew up, Boomer. We got to check that out. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some ground across the entire northern half of the state of Alabama. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you, it's some of you guys are in the car right now driving home. You've been hearing the commercials about Camp Lejeune contaminated water. And I'm going to tell you, I reached out to some friends of mine. You know, I'm an attorney, and I've got another law firm that I have collaborated with multiple times on both issues and litigation. And these guys are solid. Riley and Jackson Law Firm down in Birmingham, but they work statewide. Riley and Jackson Law Firm has got 5 lawyers working this. And when I heard that, and me knowing them and they're friends of mine, I called and said, "What is the deal with this Camp Lejeune thing?" And they said, "Oh, man, it's real." And they laid it out for me. They said like 19 different major illnesses have been attributed to the contaminated water that's been proven to have existed at Camp Lejeune. So here's the deal. If you were a service member or independent or just a trainee or someone who was there for a period of time, anywhere between 1953 and 1987, not the whole span, just any time in there, 1953 to 1987, you ought to call Riley and Jackson because they're filing claims for people left and right now. But then even, I'll go one step further, they do so much more than that. I mean, they are a law firm that literally does an amazing amount of work for people who have been injured by other people's negligence around the state. And they will take care of you, and they will not charge you to assess whether or not you have a claim of any kind. You call them, talk to them. you'll wind up getting an actual attorney to talk to. You won't talk to a call center, all right? You'll get somebody there who is knowledgeable in the law to assess your situation and tell you what's going on. And I will tell you, too, I know these folks. They're not only right on the law, they're also right on politics, if you know what I'm saying. Riley and Jackson, here's the number, 205-879-5000. That's 205-879-5000. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. They're friends of mine, and they let me know when they get those calls. Very cool. Very cool. Oh, I got to do the thing, too, Boomer. Let's get ready for that. Got to do it every single time. No representation made. The quality of legal service we perform is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. Bam. That had to be a good one. That was pretty close. We got some texts.
And there's one in particular that was just
Jenny
amazing.
Is that Jenny from Decatur?
Yeah.
Golly, man. That cracked me up.
Oh, yeah. We were rolling.
I texted her back, and I said, Jenny, that had us rolling. And so here's... So with regards to that last segment of just craziness happening, Jenny texted in, yeah, but, you know, and I saw the headline on this, Texas Pete Hot Sauce. Okay, Texas right. Pete Hot Sauce, right?
Right.
And it says, she said, some guy is suing Texas Pete Hot Sauce because it isn't made in Texas. Wait till he finds out about moon pies.
I love it.
That's awesome. I got the best audience in the world, man. All right, Jenny, we got all your data. Thank you very much. We had some others. I saw where Goose from Franklin, Tennessee, because we had the interview with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin on the show recently, he reached out and got General Boykin's latest book, or not latest book, but his book from his career, his autobiography, Never Surrender. Great book. I mean, if you want to read about a guy who has stood his ground on his beliefs and has also been a member of Delta Force on major missions of which they've made movies and books. Yeah, that's Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. His book is Never Surrender. Goose got the book. And keep me posted, Goose. I want to hear. Talk to me, Goose. Talk to me. Tell me what you think about the book. What else we got? We got a new caller. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee. We're glad you're a Right Side Ruffian. We appreciate you being in the audience. I got a text, too, from Jim from Madison regarding that story a moment ago that I did from 1819 News about all the Republicans that took the AEA money, Boomer. So Jim from Madison texts in and says, why give the money back? Just route it to a charity that they're diametrically opposed to in their name or another candidate who could use the money. That's an interesting point because you are allowed to do that. Campaign funds have to be used for legitimate campaign expenses, or they can also be given to a charitable organization, or they can be given back to the state or to an education arena type thing. So, yeah, you could give it to a school choice advocacy group. The AEA would hate that. So take that $40,000 you got and just
give it right to them.
Huh. And then, you have to report it. You still report where it went. Right. So then you just go and do a press release and say, the AEA and I don't see eye to eye. They constantly oppose school choice. So I went ahead and gave this $40,000 to, you know, Alliance for Children or something like that to support school choice in the state of Alabama. That's a sweet idea, actually. All right. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate you chiming in. What do we got here? Paul from Athens texted in regarding Tulsi Gabbard, says he remembers on Tucker last night when she was on there. Tulsi said she was an independent Democrat and that she's a constitutionalist. Okay. Independent Democrat. Is that sort of like when Bernie Sanders rebranded himself? He was for, what do you call it? Socialist or Democrat socialist? Anyway, he wanted his cake and wanted to eat it too. And then we have, from the earlier, Danny from Decatur texted in and says, when he moved here from Northern California in 94, they were talking about how to put diapers on cows because they were peeing and pooping. Yep, and they're still talking about it today. Wow.
There we go.
Danny, thanks, man. Appreciate you. All right, folks, what a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, me and Boomer back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you then.